It's Dana with The Big Time with Whitney Allen, and I'm here with Cameron.
Yep, the winner of Big Brother 19.
How do you feel about the winner?
I'm pretty happy about it because part of the game is jury management.
Very true.
Yeah, and I think that Paul just didn't own his game in the goodbye messages. And
right.
Josh was straight up telling people, listen, I've been in alliance with Christmas and Paul to the end. You know, you gotta own the game while you're in there, and then you gotta tell people, like, hey, I'm sorry I had to evict you. You're a competition beast. This
right.
is what happens in the game. That would have got Alex's vote. That would have got Jason's vote.
Mm-hmm.
But he just played dumb, and that's what led to the end of it.
So I saw a tweet you sent out. If you were still in the house, you would try to be a fifth wheel to one of the showmances.
Yeah.
Which one?
So, all right.
Oh, there's a plan. Here we go.
So I think the best position in the house is to be in between two showmances, like what Devon didn't do in 17 when she was offered that position. So I think that is the best position, and I would have tried to have been the fifth wheel between Jody and Marlena.
Okay.
Because I think, you know, showmances are targets. I'm alone. But if I'm like the cohesive unit that keeps us together, they're not going to turn their back on me. And they're all look at them. They're physical comp beasts.
Uh-huh.
You know? So I think that would have been the best position in that house. And that's where I would have tried and wiggled my way in and said, hey, we need to lock this down. We need an alliance name. Which, by the way, there wasn't one alliance name this whole season. Which
I've noticed that. Yeah.
What was that?
Like, I don't know.
That's probably why everybody was fine with Paul leading the way, because
it was Paul's minions. It was everyone.
Yeah, exactly. So I would have, that's what I would have done. I would have locked it down and then just rode that with until, you know, eventually things need to happen. But like, even let's say you make it to Final Five with them, then both showmances are going to need you for the third. So do it.
Yeah. How do you feel about Raven saying you came on to her in the first week? Isn't that, look at his face, Cameron, if you guys could see him.
I was there for not even enough time to know her name.
Right.
There's no way I'm coming on to anybody that really. It's ridiculous. Everybody knows she's a liar. Hashtag Raven Exposed Party.
Oh, my gosh. Did you not love that?
I
only loved
awesome.
It because I thought she was a little cuckoo. But
yeah.
How real do you think that list? I mean, there's a list. I saw on Reddit a list of, like, 162 things that she has said, and then they have another list contradicting like almost everything.
Yeah, I feel like she just starts talking and she just doesn't stop, and just like whatever she's just saying, she's just like starts a sentence, doesn't know where it's going to end, and it ends with her having an inverted spine. Like, it's just ridiculous. The things that she comes up with. I like when everybody came in, we were like, oh, it's cool. She has like gastroparesis and like,
I still can't remember how to say it.
Yeah. Like if any, the only positive thing that she's done this season is that she brought light to that disease. But other than that, like she was like a drama llama and she's boring.
You tweeted also about how you were not happy was America not happy with House Guest attacking Cody's military service.
Yeah.
How do you think he's going to react when he finds out about that? Or where's the line drawn in the name of Big Brother?
I think the line is drawn at personal attacks. I feel like you can do everything in the house without, like, personally attacking someone, like, attacking their daughter, attacking, like, past experiences. And you know, the military fight for our, like, the fact that we're even here.
Yeah,
and,
our freedom.
I've got, like, a stepbrother that's in the Marines right now, and that also hit close to home to me, because it's just ridiculous how someone could, like, not appreciate what, not just what Cody, but what my stepbrother does.
Exactly.
I got my cousins that were in Iraq War, so I never was in the Army, but I have so much respect for those people, and it's like a shame that some people are just attacking that. It's just a little upsetting. So.
I agree. Well, Cameron, it's so nice to talk to you, and thank you for making time with The Big Time.
Thanks for having me.